Velociraptors, 8 o'clock. In my Gucci coat, tuss, 8 o'clock.
This is Grown's Up Fantasy.
Yo, yo, this your boy Rick Brock, I Sub Fantasy, with my co-host Nate the Great and special guest, my boy Adrian Hernandez. Can't wait to get this started right now. History was made Sunday. Super Bowl 55, Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Kansas City Chiefs. It did and it did not live to the hype. How's it going, Nate? How you feeling, my man?
I'm feeling great, man. You know, shout out to Mr. Tom Brady with the 7th ring. Won me some cash money. Appreciate you, Tom. Appreciate all the doubters, especially this is a big shout out for Mr. Hector Martinez.
Hey,
Mr. Mahomes rider.
Hey, Adrian, how you feeling, my brother? How you feeling after that Sunday game, man?
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I loved it. It's to see Kansas City kind of just like, man, they didn't have no clue, no answer, nothing for the defense, for Tom Brady, for the whole team. It was just crazy.
It was just one of those games that you could not believe what you were watching. But we're going to get into it. If you guys don't know, the Super Bowl 55 happened on Sunday. Man, it was the game everybody was waiting for. And they were talking about baby goat and goats, right? I believe, right? That's what they were talking about, right, gentlemen? The baby goat, Patrick Mahomes, against Tom Brady, the goat. Nate?
We saw what we saw. You know, we saw the scoreboard. We saw Tom Brady score 3 touchdowns, obviously, to Gronk twice and Antonio Brown. We called that in the last podcast that there were going to be the X factors. Patrick Mahomes, to me, didn't lose that game. I think that his wide receivers didn't show up. If you could, you know, I watched the Super Bowl 3 times today at the barbershop. And if you watch closely how the cheetah missed an easy pass that hit his helmet, not once but twice. You know, Travis Kelce, a couple people in the end zone. I just think, man, they run it back again. I'm still taking Tom Brady, man. His performance, he's the GOAT. He proved everybody wrong from the beginning of the season. He could win without Belichick, but the defense stepped up for Tampa Bay.
Yes,
to stop Mahomes.
Yes, they did. The defense showed up. And I'm sure the Tampa Bay defense were fed up because I don't know about you guys, the storyline for 2 weeks, all I kept hearing and seeing, TV, radio, podcast, it was all about the Kansas City offense. It was about the Chiefs offense this, Chiefs offense that. They're not going to be able to stop Mahomes. They're not going to be able to stop Cheetah. They're not going to be able to stop Kelce. It was so many things. Like, nobody was talking about the defense. Nobody was talking about the defense. You know what I mean? And
nobody.
Yeah, and then Tampa Bay just say, we're here, and we're going to smack them. And we're going to smack them. And yes, Nate, Adrian, we all predicted this a few episodes ago, how the X factors was going to be the D-line and the running game for the Kansas City Chiefs and the D-line for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And we were on point. I can say that. And if you guys don't believe us, listen to episode 41, and you can listen to that ourselves. Adrian, what was your take from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beating the Kansas City Chiefs, Super Bowl 55, 31-9, with the Chiefs not scoring a single touchdown? Okay, a single touchdown. Adrian, what's your take on that?
Tampa Bay just came ready to play. I think Kansas City kind of slept on them. I felt like Mahomes, Cheetah, Kelce, Andy Reid, they felt that like, all right, we got this. We got to keep doing what we're doing the whole year. Play them like we played them in the regular season. And we're going to come out with a W. But Tampa Bay, especially their defense, I mean, they came out to play and they stopped Mahomes. They stopped the running game. He only was able to throw to Kelce. Cheetah, I don't think, I mean, Tyreek Hill, he didn't have that many yards. They kept on getting on him. He didn't have nothing.
Yeah, they stopped Tyreek Hill. They took him out of the game. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense, the secondary, double teaming him almost every snap. They didn't want to let go of Tyreek Hill. They were like, here, you want to take the little throws in the middle of the field to Kelce, to I believe, Sam. Go ahead. We give you those little throws in between, but you're not going to beat us deep. You know.
Shout out to Todd Bowles, man.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Not only that, but it's like what Nate said, and the receivers at the same time weren't helping Mahomes by dropping all those passes. Would have caught some of those. I'm pretty sure they could have led up to another touchdown or even a touchdown at that. But they kept on dropping the ball.
Yes.
Yeah, too many drop passes. Mahomes, you know, he couldn't run. He started running. First quarter, you start seeing him run, get away from defense in the beginning. But after a while, man, they figured him out. They triple-teamed Tyreek Hill, the Cheetah, and then Sue, JPP stepped up. And the linebackers from the defense of the Buccaneers. And it was a team effort, man. The Chiefs, to me, they're good. But I just think they didn't show up that game. I think they just didn't care. At the end of the day, you know, they won their Super Bowl last year against you guys, the 49ers. Mahomes was just like, fuck it, I don't care, I got my ring.
Exactly. That's what it felt like. I mean, they were out of sync the whole goddamn game, which I thought was really weird. Even Mahomes said it himself. He's like, I feel like we were not clicking at all from the beginning of the game. He missed a couple of open wide receivers.
Yeah.
You could tell. You could tell from the get-go something was up. And, Nate, I want to point out what you brought up a couple of episodes ago about his foot injury, about his turf toe. But it wasn't a turf toe. It was something else with his foot. I guess he's having surgery on it this offseason.
Yeah.
You know, and mm-hmm. and you could tell. You could tell. It's not an excuse. It's not something that people really want to talk about. You know what? Still, though, you know, you play to win the game. You know, you play to win the game. And we didn't see that from them at all. One thing that I want to point out that I took from the game, aside from Tom Brady being Tom Brady and the Buccaneers defense and the injury of Mahomes that we're talking about right now, my take is when you pass rush Patrick Mahomes, you got to pass rush him very disciplined. You got to have the two defensive end go straight, and then you got to stun the defensive tackles, and then you got to create a gap. You got to make sure you contain your gaps, create like a little wall, you know, like bending wall around it so he won't get out of the pocket and rush and you know, rush for yards or stand the play and hit somebody down the field. That's how the Kansas City Chiefs beat you all the time, those extended plays that Patrick Mahomes can do. He couldn't do any of that. If anything,
yeah,
I know you guys, you know, so Mahomes was running backwards most of the time. He was running mm-hmm. from his life. You know, he was trying to scramble like Russell Wilson, you know, and like he usually does. But I'm like, dude, you're going backwards.
No, God, please, no.
Why are you doing that? That's I bet you that's how Patrick Mahomes felt the whole night. Yeah, to me, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to watch the tape of the Super Bowl and they're going to count back. Discipline. Pass rush is the key to beating Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Man, absolutely.
It was great to see. Adrian, let's talk about it, man. Let's talk about this right now. I know you called it Leonard Fournette. You called it. Tell me about the running game. Tell me what you thought about that.
But exactly like what I said. And Ronald Jones, like, I didn't even know if he was going to play or not, if he was hurt or what was happening with him. But he came out, and like I said, this is the difference between their running backs and Kansas City running backs. They came out to play. They were running between the defense. They were bulldozing over a couple of them. They running gun. They were ready to play. They wanted to win. You could see Fournette and Jones, they wanted to win. And shout out to McCoy for getting that back-to-back championship without doing nothing.
And hey, hey, and Nate called it too. McCoy knew the offense. McCoy knew yeah. that offense. He knew everything about the Kansas City Chiefs. And maybe he probably affected that game a lot too, you know, even though he didn't play a snap. But you're right. Shout out to LeSean McCoy. He's been in the NFL for many years. He has 7 seasons with 1,000-plus yards. So you know what? He deserves it, even though he didn't play a single down. He deserves it. Shout out to him.
Well, look. You know, look at Le'Veon Bell, too. You know, I mean, he didn't even play. The Chiefs running back, come on, man. Clyde Edwards had 64 yards. Patrick Mahomes had 33 yards. Darrell Williams only had 5. You know what I mean? You know, you go back to Leonard Fournette, 89 yards. Ronald Jones, 61 yards. You know, even Tom Brady had -2.
At least he was in the stat line, not Le'Veon Bell. Why does that tell you, very quick thought, both of you guys, why does that tell you about Le'Veon Bell? His career over? Is he done? What do you guys think about Le'Veon Bell?
I think Le'Veon Bell should have just stayed with the Steelers and kept that contract, and they could have made an impact. But since he got greedy and went to the Jets, got his paper, and he didn't perform nothing, and then they trade him. Then he thought the Chiefs, not to mention, like, you know, Clyde Edwards took his spotlight.
Yeah, I agree with Nate. Le'Veon Bell, I don't know if he was hurt, they didn't want to play him or what happened. But, I mean, it's the Super Bowl. There's a couple people out there that were hurt on both sides of the field. You know, Tampa Bay and Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes had a foot injury, and he was still out there running for his life. Le'Veon Bell, Nate said, he should have stayed with the Steelers. That's probably with his best fit. He probably could have got something better, but he went with the Jets, and, you know, he got that bag, but his performance, it just ain't there.
Yeah, it's not at all. His decline is tremendous, and I feel bad for the guy because I agree with both of you guys. He should have stayed with the Steelers. I don't know why he wanted to be a rapper like Nate. He also wanted to rap. but you know what? He got paid. That's all that matters. So he tried to win one, didn't get it, and that's all she wrote.
If they hating, got a price to pay. California on my license plate.
This is
Lights
Off Fantasy.
Let's talk about, man, it was hard for me to admit this. It was hard for me to come to the conclusion, but you know what? I have to, and it's very well deserved. Tom Brady is the mother bleep bleep goat. All right, I had to bleep that out. But he's the fucking GOAT. I don't care. Come at me. Anybody out there, come at me, bro. Tom Brady is the fucking GOAT.
And you know this, man.
Nate, you got a lot to say about this. So please, take the party, my man.
Well, let's start off with first Super Bowl, right? You go back to freaking 2001?
Yes, sir.
It was against the Rams. He actually did okay, you know, but he didn't have the defense won him. You know, Vinatieri saved him. It's a team sport, getting his first ring. Then he gets the second one, again, Vinatieri. Then he gets his third one with Vinatieri. Then things starts changing after he gets his rhythm. He's been playing with Bill Belichick. And the one that surprised me the most was obviously the Atlanta game, right? He was down 28-3, third quarter. He put up crazy numbers, stats, yards receiving. I mean, it was unbelievable to see that. So what obviously the Seattle Seahawks won was also, you know, he could have lost that one if it wasn't for Marshawn. But, you know, the one that caught me in my attention was against the Rams. You know, he didn't score no touchdowns either in that game. It was the defensive. It was the running backs.
Yes. You're absolutely right.
You know, against the number one defense, against Aaron Donald, it was a low scoring game, and he played it good. He also reminded me of Mahomes yesterday on Sunday when Mahomes didn't score no touchdowns either. But that's okay though. To me, I think that with this accomplishment now, I think that solidifies his career. The man's been to 10 Super Bowls. He lost 3. He comes in clutch moments when he needs to. This Super Bowl was a kickback. I seen Tom Brady having fun, smiling. He was mad in the beginning. You know, he was talking shit to Tyree Matthew. You know, just having fun and playing football. Like, that was just Tom Brady, you know? But he's the GOAT, man. No questions asked. What more does he have to prove? I think, to me, the only last thing he got to prove to me is repeat, and he could end that discussion with Belichick. Because now the discussion is now, oh, he repeated with Belichick. Now, if he repeats next year, which I assume, depending on the offseason, then I think he just needs to hang it up and just walk away. And that's it. There's nothing else to prove. He won 2 championships in the NFC, and he could kiss my ass.
And you know this, man.
You know what? Just to piggyback off that, let's not forget this about Tom Brady. Yes, he won his 7th Super Bowl ring Sunday. He won his 5th Super Bowl MVP. He took the Bucks, who played at home. It was the first time a home team goes to the Super Bowl and wins it. Now, he wins the Super Bowl in 2 different conferences. And first in NFL history to win an NFL championship in 3 decades. 3 decades. Imagine that. His first Super Bowl, like you mentioned, Nate, in 2001. Come on now. What else does the man needs to prove? To me, he's the greatest athlete of all sports. The MVP trophy needs to be named after him. when he retired. No, no, seriously, without a doubt. This is going to be a serious topic that a lot of people in the media are going to bring up. When he retires later down the road, they'll have to name Super Bowl MVP trophy after him. That's just my take on it. Adrian, what's your take on the GOAT? The Bay Area GOAT. Yes, he should have been a 49er. Yes, the Niners should have signed him this offseason. Yes, I'm still crying that they didn't. But anyways, Adrian, let him know.
I was actually rooting for the Niners to sign him and trade Garoppolo for him when Belichick wanted Garoppolo so bad. I would have done it in a heartbeat if I was John Lynch. That's just me, though. But Tom Brady being the GOAT, the man has more range than an NFL team. That
and you know alone, this, man!
Yeah, that alone makes him the GOAT. That you have more range than an NFL team. That just you as a person, that says a lot. On top of all the stats that he got after that and the clutch places he comes through and the way he plays and the energy he brings on the field, this is why Tampa Bay won. What he brought to the field, how he made everybody work together, how he brought back Antonio Brown when nobody wanted him, and he made that man score a touchdown. Nobody believed in him. Tom Brady did. And look what happened. And that alone,
I mean,
that you're absolutely right. That's the definition of a true leader. That's the definition of somebody that can walk into a locker room and change the culture. Tom Brady, just walking into any locker room, will change the culture. I don't care how old he is. I don't care that, quote unquote, he lost his arm strength. I don't care Father Time is going to catch up to him, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that guy's he's just unbelievable. It's that competitive. The will to win drive that only an athlete like him knows. And there's, to me, I've only seen four people that just have that will to win. Number one is Tom Brady. Number two is Michael Jordan. Number three is LeBron James. And number four, yes, it's a little bit too early, Steph Curry. When you just won a bucket play, anything, he'll make it. He'll make it. Now, see, let me throw you guys a curveball right now. Nate, I'm going to start with you. Now, game on the line. Game on the line right now. Who you put in? Tom Brady, Joe Montana. I got him thinking. I got him thinking, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, let me reverse that question to you now. Which era are we talking about? Right now or back then?
Man, don't give me that shit right now, bro. Because you're the one that preaches errors don't matter, all right? So don't give me that shit right now, all right? You always keep telling me errors don't matter. Talking about right now, errors don't, no error. I'm talking about GOATs. They're both GOATs, but Tom Brady's the GOAT of all time. So you need a touchdown right now. Who did you take, Tom Brady, Joe Montana?
I'm taking Tom. I'm sorry. To me, Joe, and I'm going to tell you this, Joe, when he won his first ring, it took him a while to get that second ring. Like, it took him a long time to get that second ring. And then he got, you know, players. Then he got his second ring with Jerry Rice. Then got his third ring, you know, got his fourth. Started clicking. I'm taking Tom Brady. I mean, the man under fucking 2 minutes before halftime, he'll score a touchdown. You know, can Joe Montana do that? I don't know. I mean, to me, besides him being undefeated, which is great, that's wonderful. That's like me saying with Jordan and LeBron, I'm taking my hats to Tom Brady, man. I can't. You want to win a Super Bowl? Take Tom Brady right away with a bum team.
Damn.
He'll go to the Jets. He'll go to the Jets right now and go to the Super Bowl.
What? What? Whoa. Same question. Tom Brady, Joe Montana. Let's go.
Oh, man, it's hard not to do it with the eras in it and to, you know, if he's playing back then or Joe Montana's playing now, it's really hard. But if I had to go, I'll go with Joe Montana. That's just me. The man's undefeated. He has Super Bowl rings. The man, he went to Kansas City at the Niners, and he was balling out over there.
He didn't go to the Super Bowl.
It happens with the team. He can't be just one person and just leads. You know, he needs other people in the football game. can't just be him.
Come on, man. Tom Brady went left, and his first year, he won a Super Bowl. That's crazy.
Yeah, but he had weapons. He had a lot of weapons.
Didn't Joe Montana have the greatest Hall of Fame?
Oh my God! I knew.
I'm talking about with Kansas City.
He had Hall of Famers on there too.
Yeah, he had some wide receivers, and that defense with Kansas City with Derek Thomas, RRP Derek Thomas.
Oh, come on, man!
You know he was a beast coming to the defensive end linebacker spot. But Adrian, I see your point, Nate. I see your point. I mean, Nate just brought up the fact that when Joe Montana was with the 49ers, he had Jerry Rice. So,
oh. Yeah.
You
Definitely.
Know, he had the greatest of all time, number one. So Tom Brady only had one good ass wide receiver.
1 year with Randy Moss.
Yes, yes, exactly. That's it. And and then to agree with Nate also is that Jameis Winston had the same team that Tom Brady had, and he couldn't do anything other than throw 40 interceptions in the season. 40 INTs.
Hey, but that just shows you that they were still a 7-9 team. They almost beat the Niners last year before in that Super Bowl. When the Super Bowl run, they almost beat them.
Yeah, yeah, in the first week of the season. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
But you know what?
It was a close game.
Yeah, yeah, it was. It was. You know, to me, I just feel like, what do I take right now? You know, I'm a diehard 49er fan. My heart is telling me, Joe, cool. But my mind and the facts and everything, you know, had never had great talent around him. It was always been like a team effort. I have to go with Tom on this one. Like I said at the beginning of the show, it hurt me a little bit. You cannot deny greatness. You cannot overlook greatness. And greatness, it's what Tom Brady is all about. I just think that most of the time people want to hate on greatness. Like Nick always says, you know, you can't hate on greatness. It's kind of like one of those things that we love to hate what's good. When someone is really good at something,
exactly,
we love to hate it. I completely understand that part. And I bet you, after winning the Super Bowl, this is what Tom Brady said.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Yes, that was Tom Brady right there after the Super Bowl. There's many ways you can go look at this, but you can't deny greatness. And Tom Brady, hands down, the greatest of all time. The fucking GOAT. He passed Michael Jordan. He passed Joe Montana. The closest thing to Tom Brady, as much as we all hate it here, especially in the Bay Area, is LeBron James. That's the closest. That's the closest to LeBron James. Wouldn't you agree, Nate?
Of course. I mean, the man has got 4 rings. He's been to 10 titles. You know, he lost 6. But the man's going to go back again, repeat. Probably 3-peat. Or who knows? Fuck, he might be the first one to 4-peat. And before you know it, 4 years go by here, and he'll be tied up with Brady with 7, or if not, with 8. I think that Tom Brady being the all-time behind Jordan, behind Joe Montana now. This is the era, man. This is our era. This is our era to witness greatness. And people don't appreciate seeing greatness. People saying tweet of Tom Brady winning a Super Bowl during Black History Month.
That's come on, ridiculous, man. Come on. Come on, man.
Like, come on, man. People just saying stupid shit about Tom Brady, just hate. And that's okay, because, you know, I always get hated on too, because I consider myself one of the GOATs of barbering of all time. I may not have multiple shops. I may not have this, but I worked my ass off to fucking be great. You know, consistency, you know, be always. I mean, the man's fucking 43 years old, bro. Like, he's fucking just won a ring. God damn.
Yes, sir.
Like, come on, man.
Yes, yes, like, I agree.
And what more,
yeah. What more can he do? You're absolutely right. But you know what? You're right, Nate. I know you started your barbershop career in school. You know, in high school. I believe it was high school, right?
Yeah. 2003. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And I seen the photos. I seen the articles too, my man. So you know, you're the truth. You're the truth. Not gonna lie. Like I said, people are just gonna hate on greatness, and that's just sad to see. Now I dislike it, and I know Adrian. I know you do too. Yes, you have Joe. But just seeing somebody that's a little bit better than Joe, I know it hurts you too, bro. You ain't got to lie to kick it, man.
So, I'm not hating on Tom Brady. Let's get that straight. I'm not hating on greatness. I'm not hating on that man. I'm not. That's just what I say I would probably do. Go. You can't lose to John Brady or Joe Montana going down that field. But, yeah, I mean, the man, Tom Brady, he is the GOAT. I'm not saying he's not. I'm not saying he can't go down or he's not like Joe Montana. I'm pretty sure that's where he got his game from. He saw Joe Montana growing up here in San Mateo, California, in the Bay Area. Watching Joe Montana play, by all means, I'm not taking nothing away from Tom Brady or what that man has done at his age to play the way he's playing, to take a whole team after only being there for a year. Yeah, the man is the GOAT. You can't deny that.
Absolutely.
And not to mention, they got their ass whooped by the Saints. They lost to the Chiefs in the regular season. They lost to the Rams. They lost, you know, they creamed Green Bay. During the season, man, just, you know, everybody was like, he's not going to make playoffs. They look like shit. After the bye week, that's all she wrote. They just needed a break.
And, you know, they were in a, you know, winning the Super Bowl, I think it was 8-game winning streak, actually, I believe. I could be wrong. Yeah. But once they hit the bye week or the break, they were just a whole different team. You can tell they were gelling together, and they showed from that point on until now. And I believe this was, like you said, was also the easiest Super Bowl for Tom Brady, where he was just chilling. He didn't really have to do that much, you know, which is amazing. Yes, exactly. He didn't do that much at all. Of course, shout out to Robbie G. If you guys don't know who Robbie G is, that's Rob Gronkowski, ladies and gentlemen. Man, that guy, once again, solidified his spot as being one of the greatest tight ends of all time. He has 6 receptions for 67 yards. And 2 touchdowns. Man, like, that guy was retired last year. You know what? He came back being himself, Tom Brady's favorite secure blanket. And, man, he showed out. And he came on at the biggest stage, like he always has. Let's not forget that. You know, Gronk always shows up for the Super Bowl or big games every damn time. I also want to give another shout out to Leonard Fournette. Remember, he was cut by the sorry-ass Jaguars. He was cut. One of Adrian's, I'm not going to say it. You know, he was booted off an NFL team, and he was looking for work. But he didn't have to look for a team for very long. He landed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, man, he had a game.
For some chum change.
Yes, he had a game. He had 16 carries for 89 yards. In 1 touchdown. And he also had 4 receptions for 46 yards. This guy, a lot of people knock on him for being a little bit too slow, too big, looking like a tank. Dude, he had 4 receptions for 46 yards. He had 89 yards and a touchdown. This guy wanted it. Tampa Bay wanted it the most. And I'm happy for the whole team. I'm happy for AB too, even though, you know, Cracker Jack AB, hey, man, you know what? Get your shit together. You're a great player. The NFL needs you. I'm glad Tom Brady was able to, you know, get you to Tampa Bay. And, you know, you win a ring. You deserve to win a ring. Your talent is amazing, my man. You know, congratulations to AB also.
If they hating, got a price to pay. California on my license plate.
This is last year, they ain't even like it, Fantasy.
What's next for the Kansas City Chiefs, and what's next for Patrick Mahomes?
Well, I think that now he's getting surgery. That's going to be a concern. Turf toes, man, that's hard to come back. I mean, look at Patrick Willis, a great legend, you know, retired because of turf toe. But I think they'll be back in the playoffs, obviously. I don't think that Mahomes goes back to the Super Bowl. I think they'll make playoffs. Rumors are out there right now. This is what I heard. The Raiders, they're in for a quarterback. They're in for 2 quarterbacks. It's either between Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson was out there.
Wow.
So that division is going to be tough. And not to mention you got San Diego with the rookie quarterback, man.
Yeah, Herbert. Yeah, Herbert is the truth. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And you know, Denver will be like the Cardinals, man. They're upcoming. They need a quarterback still. But I just think that division is going to get better. The Raiders are going to get better. Their defense are going to stack up. And, you know, you still got the Steelers. You got the Bills. I think the Bills could, you know, first round, second round, you know, Chiefs get knocked out, just like the Patriots did when they got home field advantage and then got knocked out by the Titans the year before.
Yes, yes, completely agree. And just to throw in your point, the Raiders was one of those teams that beat the Kansas City Chiefs without a good quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. And they should have won both games.
Yeah, for real. You know? That's true. That's true. Shout out to my man Steve out there, our Raiders insider. We're going to talk to him in the offseason.
I think the Kansas City Chiefs, their window's closing up. I think that Andy Reid's going to either retire pretty soon. And how is Mahomes going to perform without Andy Reid? Is he still going to be the same quarterback? Is he still going to – who's he going to pay attention to now? You got the bag. You signed him for $500,000. Will it be like Russell Wilson? You know, be going to playoffs every year, not go back to the Super Bowl, because he followed the same path as Russell Wilson did. You know, his first year, got knocked out the playoffs. Second year, won a Super Bowl. Third year, lost to Tom Brady.
Yeah, wow. Wow, you're right.
So teams get older. People start making dumb decisions, trading players this, You know, look at the Legion of Boom for the Seahawks. You know, they fell apart, and then Russell Wilson still made playoffs, but had to wait till he had Metcalf, and the defense sucks, though. They got an offense. You know, what's going to happen when Cheetah's gone? What's going to happen when Travis Kelce's getting older now? He's 30. He's about to be 32. Those are all questions that's answered. Will Mahomes still be Mahomes without those players eventually?
True. Good point.
Nate kind of put it out there. We basically said what they need to do and what's probably going to happen. And it's also with Mahomes, you know, with that injury he got, how he's going to bounce back from it. And even if he's going to be 100% next year, they need to address the situation that happened in the Super Bowl. They need to look at the running backs. They might need to let go of Bell and get someone else. But definitely, yeah, people are getting older on their team. People are going to start moving around. Andy Reid, we don't know how much he's going to be coaching for. I don't think they're going to make it back to the Super Bowl next year. I do believe they're going to be in the playoffs too. But yeah, they got a lot of people that are going to come and take that title. You got, like you said, Raiders, Titans, Steelers, Chargers. You got a bunch of teams that are coming up and they're young. They're going to have their plate full.
That's a great observation too, man. I think you guys, I don't need to emphasize any more on it because you guys are right. There's a lot of good teams out there. I like the Chiefs and the Chargers. And if the Raiders get a quarterback, watch out. They're coming. They're coming, you guys.
If they get this Watson, man, it's going to be crazy. I hope they don't get him, but yeah.
And, you know, on the next episode, we're going to talk about all the QB rumors, all the QBs that want to move, everything that's going on right now. I just want to emphasize on this, and this is, you know, I'm sure straight to the point. Nate, Tampa Bay back in the Super Bowl next year? Yes or no?
Yes.
Adrian?
Repeat.
No.
You want the Niners to be in the Super Bowl?
I'm not taking it either, though. I'm being honest.
Okay. No, I think Tampa Bay is going back to back. I mean, unless the Niners get a quarterback, it's still going to go to the NFC Championship game. And like Nate has tattooed in my fucking brain, don't ever bet against Brady. God damn it. So I'm So I think they'll be back. I mean, if Chris Godwin goes and AB comes back, because I know Chris Godwin is a free agent, everybody else is staying except for Shaquille Barrett, but I'm sure they'll sign him. If they come back, it's back to back for them. It's all about staying healthy. So yes.
Yeah.
All right. So this will conclude my host Nate the Great from Nate's Barbershop. Thank you for being here. You called it. You're a fucking goat, Adrian. You called the Leonard stat line to a T. You're another goat. And myself, you already know, falling under the radar. Under the radar. That's how I like to be. You guys, any last stakes? Any shout out?
Shout out to Mr. Martinez, Hector Martinez, for being wrong at Mahomes. So he said he's the greatest quarterback of all time. He's better than Tom Brady, but, you know, he's been quiet lately. So shout out to him. Shout out to Gito. We're missing you. You know, I want to talk to you about some stuff. and shout out to everybody else, man, here in our podcast, man. We try to uplift this, man, and bring you cold hard facts. Shout out to Adrian being on the thing. Shout out to Rick. Shout out to everybody, man. Love you guys.
Yeah, for sure, brother.
Shout out to the fans that are listening to us, making this happen. Shout out to my brother coming up with his ideas, CrystalR415. Actually, that's his Instagram. Go follow him. Coming up with new designs, new shirts. Shout out to my cousin, Frisco Slums, Javi. He started doing this bike ride. He has a lot of people following him. He does it like every other day, especially on the weekends. He does like about, I want to say, a good 12-mile bike ride from Chase Center all the way to Golden Gate Bridge.
Damn.
And then shout out to my other cousin, Ismael, Evolving Wings. He's coming out with some music. You guys go check him out. His Instagram is Ismael Ray Lada. Shout out to everybody, man. Just spread out that joy, that positivity. It's 2021. We're trying to get it.
Yes, sir.
And respect the GOAT.
Yeah, respect the fucking GOAT. Exactly. Hey. It's been a great football season. Nate was the only one that called it from the beginning. Tampa Bay, he went to Vegas preseason, put some money on the Bucks, Chiefs, Super Bowl 55, called it, did it, done it, won some money, and that's a motherfucking wrap.
Sipping on some rock till 8 o'clock. In my Gucci coat till 8 o'clock.
This is... Eyes Up Fantasy